there. Hi, I'm with Maggie Norris. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, Maggie, you have a blue jacket on.
Yeah, I have a blue jacket.
And I believe you have a blue jacket in the show tonight.
I do. I'm so honored to be a part of the show.
Okay, and so now this is this called, we call this a blue blazer, or is it called blue jacket?
It's actually, it's called a tailcoat. A tailcoat.
Yeah, that's your coat on you now.
No, the one that we did.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Can we bring it over? Can we go over there? All right, let's go over there. All right. Excuse me. Sorry. So this is a tailcoat. Do we have any lights enough to see it? Okay.
It's a tail in the back, sort of. Look.
Okay. So now this is very special because there's a lot of great designers here.
Yes.
Who are creating a blue jacket.
Yeah, blue, yes.
And so what was your inspiration for this jacket?
Well, I've always loved this, the Oscar Wilde, Beau Brummel look. And so I just thought it'd be so cool for him to wear this this jacket with black jeans and a black t-shirt. You know, it's like the mix of Victorian, Edwardian, and now, you know.
Beautiful. Now it's gorgeous.
And he's wearing tennis shoes.
How about this? Being, of course, best dressed in high school.
You were? I can see why.
Still talking about
it. Wow. You were the best dressed? I can see why, though.
Well, I don't know. I grew up in the shoe business, so I had some feeling for clothing, and I worked in a nice store up in Tarrytown called John Charles, which is like Brooks Brothers.
Right.
So I had early
training
and appreciation, I think is what it's all about.
Right. Oh, definitely.
For nice style, such as what you created here. Now, but how about black and blue? Can you wear a pair of jeans with that coat? What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Blue jeans. Because
black can go with any color, really.
Uh-huh.
But that's what he's going to wear.
Now, who's this?
Oh, this is one of my pins from my great-grandmother
that I'm
sharing with the jacket tonight.
Well, that's very nice. Now, that's a very interesting pin. Yeah. Could you tell about it?
Well, it sort of looks like a little bit of a medal almost.
Uh-huh.
But my grandfather passed it down through through the ages, and we have it now. So.
Was your family in the clothing industry?
No, they weren't. No.
So where's your inspiration from?
Well, mine is really from Beau Brummel and Oscar Wilde, because I love that period.
Uh-huh.
And I think they all are so amazing, you know, in terms of characters and writers and things like that.
Our show is called Good News.
Oh, wow.
And Good News Broadcast. We only focus on positive things in life.
I like that. We need that.
What's good news for you?
Being here and also having friends like Frederick Anderson that invited me to be a part of it. And also, because I love working with charities and donating clothes or whatever I can to help other people.
Have a melon cap that's going to be wearing that coat,
yes. And he's adorable. We met him, and he's really, really cute. And luckily, he fit the jacket. Because this was sight unseen. We had his measurements, but thank goodness it fit him.
Is he a young boy?
Yes, he's young.
Oh, all right.
It's not John. It's his nephew.
Oh, it's a relative.
Yeah, a relative, yes.
A young relative is going to wear this coat.
Yes.
Cool. We're also involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace.
Oh, great.
And I wonder your opinion. I've asked many people, what does peace mean to them personally?
Personally, it means that everybody can accept everybody. Everybody can accept each other and honor for who they are.
Beautifully stated.
That's mine.
And your website is? Do you have a website?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't, actually. But I'm on, Facebook and LinkedIn and all the, and Google. Oh, yeah. I'm all over Google, so.
All the hipper things.
Yes, definitely.
Maggie, thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice
you are best dressed, so I can tell why you won that.
Thank you.
Okay.